With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Top congressional leaders joined tens of thousands of people at the March for Life in Washington on Friday.
I would like to welcome you to the 52nd March for Life.
The crowd of pro-life marchers heard directly from the top two Republicans in Congress, Senate Majority Leader John Thune.
Every life is precious.
And Speaker of the House Mike Johnson.
My friends, House and Senate Republicans are committed to protecting innocent life.
March for Life President Jeannie Mancini said every human life has inherent dignity, and that's why the annual march continues. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, the Senate has voted to confirm Pete Hegseth as Defense Secretary. He now steps into the role of helping fulfill President Trump's vision of making America strong again. The decorated war veteran says he sees himself as a change agent, one who will restore what he calls a warrior culture to the Pentagon. Americans weigh in on the Trump administration's goal of shrinking the size and expense of the federal government.
A new poll finds about two-thirds of Americans think the federal government is rife with corruption, inefficiency, and red tape. But only about one in three approve of President Trump's Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, while four in ten disapprove. The goal of the advisory body is to expose wasteful spending. But the poll finds Americans are ambivalent about some of the changes the Trump team have floated. Having federal workers return to the office was more popular than cutting federal jobs. Jennifer King, Washington.
There are mixed feelings in Israel about the ceasefire hostage deal. Podcaster Ruthie Bloom says it's good to be getting some of the hostages back from Hamas.
What we don't know are the identities of all the dead and maimed Israelis who are going to emerge as a result of the terrorists being released from prison as a result of this deal.
And this is SRN News. The Christian ministry Samaritan's Purse continues to provide hurricane relief in North Carolina.
The giant Christian relief agency says it has helped more than 6,000 homeowners in small mountain towns and other rural areas devastated by the big storm that struck nearly 4 months ago. Scores of trailer homes and RVs have been provided by Samaritan's Purse to families whose houses were flattened by Helene, with more on the way. Ministry President Franklin Graham says more than 350 people have also accepted Christ. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump has just begun his second term, but his influence is already rippling through some state capitals. Republican governors have announced Trump-themed policies on abortion, the LGBT agenda, and diversity, equity, and inclusion programs. Even some Democratic governors are tapping into the themes Mr. Trump used to get elected, far as their party will allow them to go. This is SRN News. It was a chilly opening day for two giant pandas from China at the National Zoo.
Two giant pandas, Bao Li and Qing Bao, made their debut to the public at the Smithsonian National Zoo in Washington.
It is a great delight to come to the District of Panda.
Chinese Ambassador Xi Feng.
And witness the debut of Bao Li and Qing Bao together with all of you.
One Arlington, Virginia resident, Tanya Griffin, took the day off work to see the pandas.
It's very exciting. My inner child is coming out.
I'm Haya Pinjwani.
A solitary sunfish at a southwestern Japan aquarium lost its appetite. It appeared unwell days after the facility closed last month for renovations. As a last-ditch measure to save the fish, its keepers hung their uniforms and set up human cutouts outside that tank. They say the fish started eating again. Apparently, it had missed having people around. More on these stories at SRNnews.com.